We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We did, in the issue of transparency, we bet Team USA again.
Come on, girls.
Come on. Let's do it.
Oh, Alex Morgan.
-1.5 and pick 'em. Oh, my goodness. That was almost a goal in the first minute by USA.
Come on. Kick it harder. Is that something to yell?
Hey, do you yell that, Solana? Kick it harder?
No.
Okay.
That's because you don't know what you're looking at. That was a baby kick. I want a grown-up kick.
On the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Doug Plagans is there. He's the radio play-by-play voice for the Florida Panthers. We'll keep an eye on this soccer game as we're talking to him. But Roberto Luongo did announce his retirement on Wednesday. And we brought on Goldie, and we've talked to Moeller, and now Plagans, our friend. Hello, Doug.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
What can you say, first off? What can you say? Are you at the BB&T, by the way? Because we had this problem with your phone before, I remember.
No, I am not in the arena right now.
All right, because your phone's, it's already a little shoddy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
kind of went nowhere. Just petered out there, is it? Yeah. Oh. All right, well, we'll try.
We'll give it a go here. I'm not inside the arena, and I was in the car, and I actually pulled over specifically to give you guys my undivided attention.
I appreciate that. Move into a better spot. Where are you in? Like an Applebee's parking lot?
I'm in a parking lot.
All right, well, move the car. Move somewhere. Just drive and sing, and I'll tell you when it sounds good.
You really want me just to start driving?
Yeah. I want you to move. I want to find a better spot for this phone connection.
Okay.
All right. I got nothing to do.
I think we do have something to do.
Repositioning the automobile as we speak.
It's clearing up.
Yeah, go a little faster.
Don't forget to look both ways.
You know, we're making sure we use all the different precautions.
Yep, right there.
Okay.
Stop the car.
Something's wrong with you.
Are you on Bluetooth or are you on your handheld?
I'm on handheld.
All right. Who just got a yellow card? France?
France.
All right. Here we go.
I'm not sure I know how to use the Bluetooth telephone.
A lot of people don't know how to use the handset. They only know the Bluetooth because it pops on. So Roberto Luongo, he announced his retirement on Wednesday as a hockey guy. What can you say about his goaltending career?
Unbelievable. And I can tell you, and I mentioned this with, similar to this with you guys on this show before, but when I watched, from afar over the years, obviously, a long career that Roberto Luongo had, and I would watch from afar and watch on TV and watching the Olympics and, all the big games that he's played in throughout his career, you can tell what an elite goaltender he is. And you can tell by watching him. You can tell from looking at, the numbers that don't lie, the stats that he's put up and the accolades and, all the different milestones and achievements. He's a guy who had a Hall of Fame career, no doubt about that. But when you get into the position that, a lot of us are fortunate enough to be in where we get to watch him go about his business every single day. And I'm not talking about just playing in games. I'm talking about, practice games and preparing for upcoming games and things like that. When you see the dedication to his craft.
Hold on, I'm sorry, Doug, but there's been a goal scored. And we need to be patriotic here for a second. Team USA in the fourth minute now leads France 1-0.
Rapinoe!
Megan Rapinoe with the goal. Look at you on the button with that song, Solana. You were ready this time. Took us five games, but you were ready, man.
Well, that was quick.
France is stunned, Plagans.
Oh, goodness.
Go ahead. You were talking about Roberto Luongo. Sorry.
The game had just started. I figured we had a little bit of time before our goal was scored.
That's the excitement of World Cup soccer.
But I guess what I was getting at there, you see the dedication to his craft, and you see the way he prepares, obviously watching him play games and seeing all the different milestones, you know he's a guy who's destined for the Hall of Fame. But in the situation that a lot of us have been fortunate to be in, where we can watch him go about his business every day, you see him do that, it's no wonder that he was not only a guy who had a Hall of Fame career, but a guy who was able to play at such an elite level for so long. And the other thing that I always will tell anybody when it comes to Roberto Luongo, Hall of Fame, all-time great goaltender, also an all-time great guy, just a great person that we're very lucky to not only have seen play hockey for so long in South Florida, but also a guy that we're very lucky to have as a fixture of the community down here as well. Just like you said, all-time great goaltender, all-time great guy, and I know I'm not the first person to say this, but big congrats to Lou on a great career.
And Doug, like you said, you're around the team. You're right. You're always around the team, and you know from year to year. Did you see his play? Like, did you see when he was healthy? Because, you know, we knew he was, you know, injured a lot, you know, the last couple of years, and that's what happens with age. But when he was on the ice, it seemed like he was elite. Did his play ever decline, or was it the injuries piling up?
You know, there were some injuries down the stretch there. But when he was, you know, even into the late stages of his career, he could still take over games, and there were games that he definitely stole for the Panthers, even last season in what you know ended up being his final season, and he missed some stretches with injuries last year, but he certainly was a goaltender from the start of his career to the end of his career that had the ability to take over a game, and you could always sense just. The big thing too that you always saw was just how much his teammates really loved competing and playing for him and competing and playing alongside him. You know, he was a guy his whole career who was a leader on his team, and you know, sometimes it's tougher for goaltenders to be in those leadership positions because you know the position they're playing is so much different than everybody else out there on the ice, but he's a guy who was a leader on and off the ice his entire career, whether it was you know his first Panthers tour of duty or his time in Vancouver or coming back to the Panthers for the final chapter. He was always a leader on the team. He was always a guy that could take over a game. So again, you saw it all the way to the very end. He had that elite skill, and again, we're lucky to have seen him play in South Florida as long as we did. We're lucky to have him as a part of the community moving forward.
As someone texts in, move the car again, and someone else wants to know if you're on Boost Mobile.
No, I don't believe so.
Did you call us on your burner phone?
I only have one telephone.
All right. Well, get a different one. Doug Plagans, so you're our food guy. You and I are kindred spirits. Doug Plagans, radio play-by-play man for the Florida Panthers. We're kindred spirits when it comes to food. You like to travel and eat food, even not like the fancy places, but the Whataburgers and the In-N-Out burgers. I'm leaving for Tokyo tomorrow. I'm excited to go see food courts and fast food and you yourself, you're headed on your summer trip, right? You do a trip every summer with a friend. Tell everybody what you do.
Yeah, so one of my best friends and I have been doing this now since 2012. We consider to be the modern era of the baseball trip, and we go on a baseball road trip every summer. And again, we've been doing it since 2012. I have been to 25 of the active ballparks. He's been to 29 of the active ballparks. And it's turned into just as much a dining trip as it is a baseball trip over the years. We always like to find places that are exclusive to the regions we go to eat. And on this trip, we are going to the first game of Baseball Trip 19 will be on Tuesday. And we're doing two in San Diego, two at Dodger Stadium, and one in Arizona. Totally unplanned. We're actually seeing the Padres host the Giants, and then the Dodgers host the Padres, and then the Diamondbacks host the Rockies. So we're seeing the whole NL West and nothing but the NL West. It just kind of happened that way.
What's like the go-to dining place in San Diego that you're looking forward to?
Well, there's this there's a Mexican restaurant called Cafe Coyote, I believe is the name of it. We went to it on Baseball Trip 2013 as well, and it was outstanding. So we will be making a return trip there. Since we will be doing so much commuting through California, we will be going to In-N-Out Burger.
Of course.
And I'm actually wearing an In-N-Out Burger shirt right now.
Of course, you're getting excited. You're getting excited for the trip.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. I'm wearing a 7-Eleven shirt because 7-Eleven is very popular in Japan, I've been told. Hey, you're a food guy. Is sweet potato pie a side dish or a dessert?
I would think it'd be a dessert. I always say, like, when I go to Publix, it's out with the pies, and I wouldn't eat any of those with my meal.
But you would have as dessert after a meal a piece of sweet potato pie?
I'm not totally sure I've had sweet potato pie in my life. I'm just kind of going off, you know, where all the other pies tend to go, and that's with dessert.
Right, but all the other potatoes are in the vegetable section.
Now, some sweet potato concoctions that I've seen almost taste more like a dessert than a side. When you start,
right, because they put the marshmallows,
pecans, all that in there. But getting back to it, another place in California we're excited to eat is Panda Express has in Pasadena what they call their Innovation Kitchen, and they have lots of stuff there that you can't get at all the other Panda Expresses across the country, and including you can get your favorite entree items in a burrito. It's unbelievable.
I want to go on this trip with Plagans. I mean, a Panda Express innovative kitchen. That sounds like a dream.
It's outstanding. And I love any Panda Express.
I know. That's one of your favorite places, right?
These aren't culinary. These aren't great chefs in Panda Express. This is a
19-year-old. Okay, Emerald.
Hey, the ingredients are fresh, and they cut all the vegetables right there. And you can get a burrito. You can get a Panda Express burrito at the Innovation.
It sounds fantastic. You know, in Tokyo, they have the world's largest Starbucks. I'm going to go visit that.
You have to take a picture.
Oh, I'm going to, trust me.
Wasting up your money is what you're wasting.
All right, see you, Plagans. Go get a new phone.
Sounds good. I'll do my best.
Doug Plagans is the radio play-by-play voice for the Florida Panthers, and he is headed out on what is, I think we can all agree, a dream summer trip. Baseball parks, fast food, restaurants. It is, I'm telling you, it just sounds like a dream.
Fast food.
Panda Express Innovation Kitchen? Like, it's not your typical Panda Express. They're experimenting. Panda Express is great.
Bro! Experimenting with what? The same crap you've eaten there 100 times?
Oh, okay. You've been to Panda Express and gotten General Tso's chicken in a burrito?
No, because I don't like no damn Panda Express because it's nasty and it's too breaded and the meat is tiny and it's all gristle.
Okay, Paula Deen.
No, don't call me her, Jack. I'll go with Emerald. Don't call me Paula Deen.
Emerald?
Legassi.
Yeah, Emerald.
Emerald.
You always put that extra D there, don't you?
I like the
dude. Emerald. All right, we'll get back on track. USA leading France 1-0 in the 14th minute. Quick break, and we'll come back. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Todos los latinos con la mano arriba que se unieron Chris y Ángel al sonidito.
Oh, look at you. Something took over your body.
Look at this.
Look at this.
Oh, that little Cuban two-step I learned from my father-in-law. Move those hips. One, two, one, two.
He'd have tore it up at Nat Moore's Club in the 80s, man.
Oh, yeah. That said Big Randy was out there jugging.
Boy, listen to that. How can you keep pace with that? It's too fast.
Hold up.
It's too fast.
Wait, is it?
Oh, they took everything out of it.
This song, you got something here. Morse code in there.
I don't think that's it.
I think they're asking for help.
Who was the last person to use Morse code?
Nat Moore. In the, he used to communicate special orders at the club.
Tell Big Randy the police are on the way. Oh, baby, I got to go. I'm sorry. I'll be right back. Want some guacamole? I'll be right back.
Oh, my God. I love this song. Crank it up.
Wait, it's over?
This song was too slow. Oh, the song is back. Oh, here we go. Come on over here. Thought I could rest.
This is great, man. I'm telling you, I have not heard the use of Morse code used this well since the Code Breakers of World War I.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do I?
Okay.
Hey, crank it up. I want to do the entire show every day with this going on in the background.
You can jam to it now.
How do you keep up with the pace of this on the dance floor? Oh, song must be over here. What? Hey!
Come on.
Hey! Go! 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 If this song is 45 minutes long, it is too short.
I'm with you. What is this called?
What is this?
This is El Sonidito by the Hechiceros Band.
Yeah, I never remember that.
I just call it the Morse code song.
I'm with you.
I'll try it a couple bar mitzvahs, see if they got it in their stacks.
We'll see.
Crank it up a little.
It's a chance.
Oh, it's ending. That's it.
Oh, this is the actual one because it's fooled me four times so far.
Is it for real? Uh-oh.
Must be over now. One, two, three, four.
Dale! 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 I know if you yell Dale, you're cool.
You are down.
That's my word.
Dale.
Dale. I know if I yell it, I'm ready to go. I
texted you guys, talking about being cool and whatever. There's a dude on Instagram or Twitter or social media, and a black guy has got a huge following. He's the guy that did the Denzel Washington thing where he asked Denzel about being the meme, and Denzel didn't really know what was going on. He's like, if I had my wallet, I'd show it to you and those who can't do and whatever. It was on that guy's show or whatever. I texted you guys this morning. It was like it was Tom Hanks and Tim Allen, and they were with this dude. I got to see what that guy's name is. I have it somewhere. Do you have it up on the on our text thread?
Somewhere up there.
Got to see what his...
Tom Hanks is my dude.
What his name is.
He got some swag.
Yeah, so he was asking him about spades.
Yeah.
And he knew how to play. Tim Allen had no idea what they were talking about.
A lot of white people don't know how to play spades.
I don't know how to play spades.
Yeah, and don't be upset because I have a lot of... At University of Florida, it's mainly white, and then growing up, yeah. You say spades, and white people say crazy words. Like gin rummy? I'm like, no, it's not gin rummy. It's spades. But yeah, it's don't be upset.
The almighty Axilla Valentine? Is that how you pronounce his first name?
Chilla.
Is it Chilla?
Chilla.
So he's got 30,000 followers on Twitter. So it's not like, you know, millions. But it says, I'm a self-taught journalist who overcame insurmountable odds to become an influential media personality. And, His last tweet was Tom Hanks is so cool because he gets to interview them for the upcoming movies and it's in front of the Toy Story 4, you know, backdrop or whatever. It's Tom Hanks, Tim Allen. And he says, Tom Hanks is so cool. I tested his knowledge of black culture. And you watched it. Tom Hanks passed. Like he knew how to play spades.
And he knew how to bid.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. And neither did Tim Allen. Tim Allen's like, can I go get a cup of coffee?
I'll be back when y'all get to things in my realm. Yeah, he knew he even had a bid.
Tom Hanks is down.
Foreign Impossible, you know what that is?
Nope.
Yeah.
A book?
Yeah, I got you.
You don't know how to play.
I know what Hot 6 oil is. You know what Hot 6 oil is, Solana?
Hot 6 oil?
Yeah.
Nope.
See? Got to hang out with me more.
That's right.
That's cool, huh? I got him 10 bottles of Hot 6 oil.
Fire off my song there. Fire off my song. Let's go. Let's go. That's my walk-up song.
You use it as lotion.
The hot six oil?
Yeah.
You use it as anything,
hair
right?
Hair gel. You can cook in it.
Feeling ashy?
Feeling ashy.
Oh, oh. Here we go. Here we go.
This is your new song?
Give me some Morse code. Give me some Morse code. Hey. Morse code. What's he saying here? What's he saying?
He's going to slow it down.
We're going to break out of prison at midnight.
What'd you say about my mom?
This is awesome.
I like this one.
Does everyone like this as much as we do? Text in 56022. Alana's back there. She came up. This is like the bat signal for her. She heard the song. She didn't even know where it was being played. Her body just takes her to this song. Crank it up. Let go. Look at her. Look at that. Oh, look at that. She can't even help it.
She got a dance.
And she's wearing a UM shirt. Makes it that much better.
I don't like it.
I like it. She's throwing up the U. Got the Morse code working.
Bro, you got to go to some of these Cuban little get-togethers. Everybody's soaked in sweat because they move this fast.
Yeah, it's like
you can't do them little hips.
I mean, you couldn't keep this up for more than 10 or 12 minutes.
No. Abuelita, she dances 4 hours.
Abuelita does?
Bro. Yes.
Oh, thank God we'll get a chance to catch our breath here. The song is obviously over. Let's go. What is happening?
Oh, Abuelita. 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 Abuelita.
You cannot tell me that this is not the best way to watch a Women World Cup game. This could be the greatest day of my life.
I like this one.
Had you heard this song, Solana, or this was just like a random pick?
No, this is on repeat at all my parties.
For real?
Deadass.
Your party'd be off the chain or lame?
Who works the little Morse code button? All right, song is finally over.
His one friend that's there.
Let's relax. What's happening?
Oh, hey. Get him. Hey. Ooh. Hey. Keep your clothes on, Abuelita.
I keep doing a visual joke in here. I keep doing a visual joke. I have an audience of three. It doesn't work on the radio. But Crowder, Solana, and Alana.
You got me. Because your neck going and that's
yeah,
all
my neck, and then I just kind of shuffle off to the side. Right out of view in the window.
You got to get all your whole body, all your body parts moving in sequence.
I think we got to use this as our new Marlins song. You know, if the Marlins, if they score a run while we're on the air. Because what song are we using this year? Oh, we're using Baby Shark. Yeah.
Oh.
I think we should replace it with the Morse code thing. It's back.
It's another one.
Does this have Morse code in it?
It's the same group.
It's the same thing, right?
Same thing.
Yeah. Doesn't even matter if USA wins now. Play this at a funeral, it's no longer sad. You know what I mean? Like certain songs, you just play that song, nothing sad anymore.
Awake for sure. Awake's like a party anyway.
Turn it off for a second. I just want to try something. When I'm done delivering the bad news, you fire this off. Let's see what happens. Make it loud. Chan, I don't know how to break this to you.
Chan.
Aunt Sylvia died.
She's about ready.
You know? I think you're right.
Auntie Sylvia.
Go.
Auntie Sylvia.
Go, Auntie Sylvia. Go, Auntie.
It lightens the mood.
Hey, what's going on in here? Is there, what's happening? Oh, just found out Auntie Sylvia passed away. Yeah, loved her. Anyway.
Whoa.
Get him. Hard to believe a world with Aunt Sylvia. Anywho.
I think we found the answer.
I'm telling you.
All bad news.
One nil, USA leading France, 31st minute. You killed it on that one, Solana, man.
Dale.
hour and 32 minutes in, this dude is not going to be able to top what he just did. And my suggestion to you is just coast home till 6.
Tighten it up.
Told you I was prepared today.
Are there other songs with Morse code in it? Because I'm a big fan of that genre.
What is that called? Morse code?
Yeah, Morse code. Like, you know, like there was a short period of time where whistles in a song, that like an actual gym whistle, was real popular. It was like for 3 months.
It was almost like the Morse code. I remember.
For 3 months. Yep. Every hot song that came out had this whistle in it. So is there other songs with the Morse code?
I can dig up some more.
Yeah, I hope you can.
Morse code, yeah.
Somebody texts in, this song is causing me to have a panic attack.
Keeps you on your toes, for sure.
G-damn fools. Morse code song is a banger.
I ain't gonna lie, I enjoy it.
I love that, man. That is quality.
I had to take you to some family parties, the Cuban side.
Oh, that's got to be like.
Oh,
and you did one of those pig things too, right?
Oh, the pig roast. They roast it, and then they put the pig up by his legs and cut strips out and make the chicharrón right in front of you and fry it out of man. I'm telling you, boy, Cubans can party.
Cajachina.
That's the big roast box.
Yeah.
But what is it when they hang the pig up and they have it cut
almost
in strips?
Like on a spit where they
they hang it up and they cut chunks off of it.
But that's after it's already cooked, though, right?
No, raw. And they fry it right in front of you.
Oh, really? So they get the slices and then they cook it
right there in front of you. Throw it in the grease. They take it out the grease, and the pig is still sizzling, and it's on your plate. Man, I'm telling you,
that sounds good. What's that called, Solana?
Just frying a pig.
Okay, I bet it's got a name.
Well, don't tell him. He's usually not invited.
That might be it.
Yeah.
That might be it.
Yeah, bring the cool
But people. What about where they put the pig on the spit, you know? And it's
the same idea as a cajachina.
That's like Hawaiian.
It's not Cuban?
The pig turning. Yeah. No, Cubans put it like, I laughed the first time I saw it because the coals are on top.
Right. It's like buried in a box.
Yeah, and the coals are on top. And I was like, hey, bro, I've barbecued my whole life. The coals go on the bottom. Heat rises.
Who been putting out their coals on my carpet?
What was that?
Trading places. Hey, you were looking for carpet stuff. Who been putting out their coals on my carpet? You're too young for that movie, Alana, but there's a great carpet line for you. Who been putting out their coals on my carpet?
Eddie got hot.
He invited everybody over to the party. They were all at the club. Putting out their damn cigarettes on his carpet.
It wasn't his carpet.
Ridiculous. All right, let's take a break here. We're going to do our Deal Volvo Best Bets of the Week in the next segment. Radio.com. Radio.com. Told you Friday was going to be fun. Just took us a little while to get there.
I'm enjoying it.
Somebody want to know if that was Cutler Ridge Laz's alarm clock.
He can go save a damn bird.
1-0, Team USA leading France in the 41st minute. Before I get to the Deal Volvo Best Bets here, Woj reported about 20 minutes ago, Golden State will offer Klay Thompson a 5-year, $190 million maximum contract. Look, you just moved more than you did during the song. When free agency opens at 6 p.m. on Sunday, which is expected to accelerate the process between the GM and Thompson's agent, they will quickly reach a formal agreement. So Golden State will keep Klay Thompson, according to Woj, for $190 million max.
It's 38 a year.
Woo.
My math is correct.
I mean, that is such ridiculous money. And he deserves it, though. He really does. I think he's that valuable.
But he makes more than LeBron and AD. This season. LeBron's at 37, right. And he's in 20, AD's 27.
Right. I mean, it's the argument we used to have with Dwayne Wade down here, right? Yeah. I mean, that Dwayne Wade's never been the highest paid player on the Miami Heat. But you've got to, if you're Golden State and you want to continue to compete, you have to have, to me, Klay Thompson next to Steph Curry.
Yeah.
I think both of them get exposed.
And that's the funny thing, too, we've talked about a number of times, the wake of LeBron. LeBron leaves Cleveland, they're terrible. He leaves the Heat, they're terrible. He leaves the Cleveland again. They're terrible. Like, the wake of it. Golden State can come off of a dynasty, which losing KD is, they're not going to be as good.
If they lose KD.
But they aren't going to go to terrible.
Right.
If they keep those guys.
If you've got Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and you keep Draymond.
You're good.
Yeah. I mean, like, you're going to be in the playoffs.
My thing with Klay, Clay never wants to branch out to see if he could be that dude.
But don't you think he would be exposed? I do. Like, he could be that dude.
Yes.
But he's going to put up gaudy numbers on an okay team.
But for him, like, to prove that I don't need Steph, I don't need KD, I don't need Draymond. Like, I can have my own team.
But don't you think he does?
Oh, I believe he does.
Yeah, but don't you think he knows he does?
But the ego of it, sooner or later, so many championships, so many All-Star, like, you know what I'm saying, so much accolades.
I think the most laudable people are the number twos that acknowledge and know they're number twos.
But you got to try to be a number one.
But if you know that I'm setting myself up for failure, it's foolish.
But I get more shots. I get more attempts. I do the offense is based around me. So if I'm averaging 26 and not offense based around me, I can average 32, 33.
But I play to a half-empty stadium in Sacramento, and I'm out after the first round of the playoffs if I'm able to get my team there.
Yes.
You know, like, yeah.
I got you.
Anyway.
And for them to pay him to pay him at $38 million a
year.
Now
there's no question.
Yeah, okay. I'll be a two. Thanks.
Time for
that.
Our Deal Volvo Best Bets of the Week. If you're car shopping this weekend, you've got to get to Deal Volvo. They're at US 1 and Bird Road right near the U, and it's all about the DEEL. I'll give you the betonline.ag, the odds on where Kevin Durant ends up. Now, before they tell you in parentheses what the odds were before he opted out, and now what the odds are since he has opted out. So Golden State was 3-2 before he opted out. They're now 4-1. So the odds are much higher. They do not think, Bet Online, that KD is going to return to Golden State. The favorite, 10-1 before opting out, but now 2-3 after opting out.
Wow.
Is Brooklyn.
The Nets?
Brooklyn. The Knicks are 3-2. The Nets are 2-3. So you get obviously better money.
Yeah.
If he goes to the Knicks, if you bet that, which I believe he's going. Kawhi Leonard, they've got the Raptors at 2-5 as the favorite. The Clippers 3-2. Lakers 9-1. Knicks 18-1. Brooklyn 25-1. Jimmy Butler, Houston, 1-1, even money. 76ers, 3-2, so a little bit over even money. The Nets, 8-1, Clippers, 8-1, Knicks, 9-1, Lakers, 10-1. I like Kevin Durant to the Knicks. I really do. I think Kevin Durant to the Knicks. By the way, we've got money, as long as we're doing the best bets, we've got money, if you missed it earlier, on Team USA, minus one half goal and at Pick'em. So they're up 1-0 right now, 2 minutes of stoppage time here at the end of the first half. So it's in the 46 minutes. So it's about to be halftime. We've got money on them.
Yeah,
I don't know on any of the NBA free agency stuff. The one that I would lean to most, I don't know if I would call it my Deal Volvo best bet, but the one I would lean to most is Kevin Durant to the New York Knicks. I've had this inkling since the beginning of the season. Another good shot on goal there by Team USA in the waning seconds of the first half. That was close. I've had an inkling that he's going to New York. I laid out for you yesterday why, that he can do something that LeBron never did, Kobe never did, Magic never did, MJ never did, D-Wade never did. None of them played in New York. We were hard-pressed to think of the real elite superstar that last played for the Knicks.
Yep.
And it's probably Patrick Ewing is what we came up with.
And it makes so much sense. Like, right now, LeBron took over Kobe's team. All those top players are coming to somebody else's team. We can't say Kevin Durant is taking over Patrick damn Ewing, Hawk. And I don't think Carmelo Anthony's respected like that, speaking of championships.
A great player, but I don't think he's considered from the players that I just mentioned, I don't think he's considered elite, only because he's never really had postseason success.
Yeah. I wish I could argue with you because I love to, but yeah.
KD, I think New York, Knicks, yeah, I do just like makes that sense bet. To me.
But why? Where the hell does Brooklyn come from? Solana, you know? Like, where does
Brooklyn, Kyrie,
the Nets?
The notion is that Kevin Durant and Kyrie want to play together. And Kyrie has a house, right, in Brooklyn, lives in Brooklyn, and is leaning towards the Nets, and would love for, obviously, Kevin Durant to go there with him.
Bro, I'll buy a helicopter, and we can come over here to Madison Square Garden.
Whatever. I mean, Brooklyn, again, it's to me, if you're going to play in New York City, you're going to play for the Knicks. If you're going to make the transition from the Golden State Warriors, if you let OKC and you went through all the rigmarole of joining an already championship team, to me, the only logical move is the New York Knicks because of the history of that franchise. You've got the media market in Brooklyn, like it's the same thing, so I get that. I'm talking about the heritage of putting on that Knicks jersey.
If you're KD, I agree with you. But if you're a guy like Kyrie Irving,
Kyrie, I get in Brooklyn.
Right, because actually the league's been put on notice the way Brooklyn, after that whole debacle, trading all those assets and all those picks to Boston, how they've managed to turn it around and actually were one of the better young teams last year. They've developed a pretty solid core there. So, like, the league's been put on notice. That's attractive to guys like Kyrie Irving. But I agree with Hawk. Like, if you're KD, you're going to play in New York, it's got to be the Knicks.
It's got to be.
And with KD, he can't go to another super team and just add on. He has to create his own.
He might as well stay in Golden State if he wants to do that. So if he's going to do something different, to me, the only place that makes sense is the New York Knicks.
And the East is weak, too.
Here's my...
Even with Toronto, the East is still weaker than
agreed.
The West. Yes.
Especially with the Lakers now.
Yeah.
Here's my deal, Volvo, best bet. I had thought of this morning when I was looking around. Tell me if you think my logic is okay here. Miki Sudo was on with us. She is a female competitive eater, number one competitive eater in the world. She was on Wednesday. You were off Wednesday, so Ira was here with me. You've listened to the interview. It was one of the most shocking interviews I've ever been part of because... I thought she was going to come on like Badlands Booker did yesterday, like George Shea, the commissioner, did Tuesday. I thought she would come on, sing the praises of Major League Eating and the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. And instead, she took a whole bunch of swipes that the women are not looked at the same way that the male eaters are. They don't televise the women's event on ESPN like they do the male event. And she feels like a pawn in the game. No one listens to her. Like, yep.
She could be replaced and nobody would know the difference.
She unloaded.
Yeah.
And I said, how are you preparing? And she was like, not really. And, you know, because she's so much better than all the female eaters. She doubles their output. She's won the last 5 contests in a row.
She beats most men.
Yeah. Like, she is the creme de la creme for the female competitive eaters. She is minus 1,500 to win next Thursday, the female, you know, portion of the event, which means you'd have to bet $1,500 in order to win $100. That's how much of a favorite she is. This is rare in any sport to have a favorite in a field of at least a dozen to have that much of a favorite over the rest. That's how good she is. That Miki Sudo will not win is plus 700, meaning you bet 100, you could win 700. After speaking with her Wednesday, tell me if I'm crazy, I could see her eating a couple hot dogs and standing there. She didn't seem to care about the contest, about the money. She seemed to embrace having a platform.
Yeah.
She goes up there and eats 40 hot dogs, knocks them down like she did the last 5 years. Nothing's different. She's on ESPN and going viral if she's flinging hot dogs into the crowd and throwing her plate of hot dogs in the air and walking off the stage.
Does she value the voice of eating equality over that 10 grand she would win?
She seemed to me, like during that interview on Wednesday, that she had given up on the whole system. I'm just telling you as a flyer, like you bet something plus 700, you're not expecting to win, but you can make a case for, this is worth just a little bit of a flyer on it.
And they couldn't push it or anything with, that was political, a political stand and blah, blah, blah.
She doesn't win. And it just seems like she had kind of ejected on the whole idea of the eating contest.
We can go a unit.
That's what I think.
We could go a unit.
I think that's my deal, Volvo, best bet of the week. Bet against Miki Sudo on 4th of July in the hot dog eating contest because, not that there's another person that's going to eat her, because she just doesn't care. And she might be 30 seconds into it and say, what the bleep am I doing? And just make a show of it.
In the field. I love those bets.
Right? Where you have everybody but one.
But one. I'll ride with you.
All right, that's our Deal Volvo Best Bets of the Week. That's a gutsy one, but why not? Take a flyer. If you're car shopping this weekend, get to Deal Volvo, US 1 and Bird Road, right near the U, where it's all about the D-E-E-L. Women's World Cup is at halftime. We'll take a break. We'll come back, watch the second half with you as it happens.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.